This is 1600 AM KRVA, Cockrell Hill, Dallas.
Oh, beautiful, love a spacious sky, for amber waves of grain.
Kính chào quý vị khán thính giả của đài Sài Gòn Dallas. Tôi là County Commissioner Andy Nguyễn Xuân Hùng và chào mừng quý vị đến với chương trình Công dân Việt Mỹ. Ngày hôm nay chúng ta có hai vị khách đặc biệt và chúng ta sẽ đối thoại với họ bằng Anh ngữ. Tuy nhiên chúng tôi muốn giới thiệu vị khách đặc biệt thứ nhất bằng tiếng Việt một chút xíu. Anh ta tên là Alex Kim, là một trong những ứng cử viên cho chức vụ thẩm phán ở tại Tarrant County. Chúng tôi xin phép được gửi lời chào và phỏng vấn anh Alex Kim bằng tiếng Anh. Mong quý vị tiếp tục theo dõi. Và vào lúc 11 giờ rưỡi đó, chúng ta sẽ có cơ hội phỏng vấn ông Ron Wright. Ông ta là ứng cử viên cho chức vụ dân biểu Quốc hội Hoa Kỳ. Và chúng ta sẽ tiếp xúc với ông ta cũng bằng Anh ngữ. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Andy.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Welcome to the Vietnamese American Citizenship Talk Show. I just introduced you a little bit to our listener in Vietnamese. Did you understand any of it?
I understand nothing. But if you come on Korean radio, you won't understand either.
Yes. Can you share a little bit about your race and you know what office you are seeking and the current status of your campaign to our listeners, please?
Oh, yeah. So this race is for a judge of a family court, and this court deals with kids that commit crimes that may go to prison, so between 10 and 16 years old, and also with CPS cases when CPS wants to take kids away permanently from your home. And so the current judge is retiring and early voting is going on. I've been working really hard and I have a lot of support and things look great. But with this weather, it has me worried because a lot of people just don't vote when it's bad weather.
Yes, so it's really important that every one of us needs to come out and vote in the current election. And early voting is going on right now, and it will run through March the 2nd, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Because that's of the rain that we've had, people aren't showing up to vote. So the people that do show up, their votes count more because there's less people voting.
Yes, yes. And Election Day is March the 6th, right? So, can you share a little bit about your background, your family, where you're from, and so forth, please?
Yeah, so I was born in the United States, but my parents came to the United States, or my grandfather came in 1956, right after the Korean War. And Korea was just in very bad shape, and he came here to go to school and study, and then became a United States citizen. And ever since then, you know, my family has been in the United States, but, you know, it's different when you hold on to your Asian values, your Eastern values, the ideas of Confucianism and respect for family and respect for elders being growing up here in the United States where American culture is so different. But I do speak Korean. I have a Korean wife, and we've always made a focus to keep our traditional roots very close to us, and that kind of guides us along in our lives. I grew up in Houston and then came here for law school and have been practicing as an attorney for quite a few years in Fort Worth.
Tell us a little bit about your father, particularly your father. I met your parents and they are very interesting individuals. Can you talk about them a little bit?
Yeah, so my father came when he was 15 back in 1960 and he had a job within 2 weeks of being here. He was a janitor at a local high school and went to high school. My family is Roman Catholic, and he went to a local Catholic high school in San Antonio and then went to college and became a dentist. But then he got drafted for the Vietnam War And so he decided to enlist. So he served and got out in 1973. I was born at Fort Riley, Kansas, while my dad was in the U.S. Army.
Okay.
And then later on in life, he converted to Protestantism, and he is now a Baptist minister in Houston, as well as still keeping his practice as a dentist.
I see. So it seems like your background, your parents, the struggle that your family have gone through are very similar to that of the Vietnamese American immigrants.
Oh, the parallels is incredible. Korea grew up under the Japanese occupation. My grandparents did before World War II. And there was just a military dictatorship. And we know stories about the Korean comfort women and how the Japanese would come in and change everything. My grandfather couldn't choose even what school he could go to or what he could study. The Japanese government told him. In 1953, when the North Koreans invaded and then the communist Chinese came right behind them, they came all the way to the southern border, the southern tip of Korea, before the American army came in and pushed back. And so I grew up with stories about communism and about tyranny and what a dictatorship can do. And that's why it's so important that we're in this country where we can actually vote. One problem that we have in Korea, Andy, is mm-hmm. that after the Korean War, the people would elect a president, and then there'd be a military coup, and the general would take over the country, and he would execute everyone that supported the president.
Right.
And then about 10 years later, they would have another election, a new president, and there'd be another military coup. And so between 1956, when the Korean War ended, and 1983, I think there were 3 assassinated Korean presidents. And so Koreans have very little faith in government. Why should you vote if your person's just going to get executed? And I think that mentality translates over with a lot of people that have come from communist countries, is that our government doesn't matter. Here in America, we've been here for over 200 years, with peaceful transitions of government every single time. And it's just such a blessing to live in this country.
Absolutely. And the stories that you just shared are quite similar to those that the Vietnamese experienced. The Vietnamese went through the same struggle with the French and then the Japanese. And then the country was divided into North and South, much like Korea. And then in the South, the people elected president, and then there was a coup. And then during the coup, the president was assassinated and killed. And then, a lot of chaos. So the same issue here. Many Vietnamese Americans, even though they are able to vote, but they don't. But I want to share with them the significance of voting, and particularly voting for you in this race. For this district court judge, the juvenile court, it is known, in Tarrant County. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about the significance of voting for you in this race? And I think I would chime into this, but when elected, wouldn't that make you the first Korean-American ever to be elected as judge in Tarrant County?
Right. So in Tarrant County, be the first Korean American. This would be the largest voting district by a Republican Asian American in Texas. And so you have other Asian Americans in Houston and Dallas that are Democrats. But Andy, the importance of this court that a lot of people don't realize, especially immigrants, is, we grow up with our way of doing things and the way our parents taught us how. And the West, a lot of times in Western culture, there's a conflict. There's a conflict on how to discipline your kids, or how important attending school is, or how important respecting your elders are. And I think a lot of times you're running into that conflict here with CPS, where they force the Western thought on a different way of thinking. And the problem is when you have people coming in saying that we know better than the parent, when the government comes in saying we know better than the parent. And my philosophy is, at the beginning, all things equal, the parents always know what's best for the children, and not a CPS worker, not a court, not the government. And we need to respect that. We need to respect the authority that parents have in their families. And I think that's a problem that we have in our society. I think that's why people are so scared of CPS, is because they have this authority that is never challenged. And so
Absolutely.
I intend to fully respect a parent's ability to reasonably discipline their children, to focus on their kids and focus on the family. And CPS shouldn't come in and say, well, you're not allowed to spank your kids, or you're not allowed to, you know, punish your kids by, you know, no dessert or not be able to go to the movies with your friends. That's a parent's decision, and it's very important. That is sacred.
Absolutely. I've been a county commissioner for 7 years, and during the past 7 years, I have encountered three situations in which Asian and or Vietnamese parents have reached out to me dealing with the cultural differences when they interacted with CPS. Grandparents and parents in our culture, in the Asian American culture, we tend to be very close to our kids, and sometimes that is not acceptable in the Western culture. So having someone in that judge seat who understands the various differences between cultures, the Hispanic culture, the Asian culture, and the Western culture, is really significant and important. But more than that, I know you are an extremely capable attorney and have a lot of experience in criminal laws and so forth. So can you share with our listener a little bit about your education, your experience as an attorney, please?
Yeah, so when I started practicing, I did a lot of family cases and a lot of criminal cases. And family cases with the CPS cases that come through here, through this court. And then, you know, criminal cases. I've handled a lot of high-profile cases. I'm regularly on Channel 4 and Channel 8 as a legal analyst. I've been rated as a top attorney by Fort Worth Magazine. I'm consistent. I teach at conferences to other attorneys to help them become better attorneys. I've been very active as an attorney and been blessed by handling a lot of cases and a lot of good results of cases. But the reality is I think as a judge, my passion here is to make sure that everyone gets a fair day in court. And that's ultimately that's what we all want, is we just want fairness in the courts. I've been blessed in my education. Before I became an attorney, I worked in the IT sector. I also was getting my PhD in economics from Tulane University in New Orleans. So education has always been very, very important in my family. That's how my family came to this country. And that's I think, the large part of foundation of success in America is you study hard and you work hard and you'll realize the American dream. You know, there's no shortcuts to success.
Absolutely. And the significant thing here is, like you explained earlier, we are expecting a low voter turnout. And so the those who take the time to go vote despite the rain will basically have twice or maybe three times the influence over determining who's going to be the next judge, the next juvenile court judge. So it's really important that people go to the poll. So can you recite one more time about when and how to go to vote and to make sure that they know your name and cast their votes for you?
Yeah, so Andy, it's right now early voting is going on. It goes Saturday, Sunday, every day until next Friday for the next 7 days. And then Election Day is on Tuesday. But remember, in Tarrant County elections, you can vote anywhere. So everyone can go to Asia Times Square, or they can go to Mansfield Sub-Courthouse or the Arlington Courthouse. You just need your ID. You don't need your voter registration card. Just show up with your ID and say you want to vote. And when you go in there, you vote for Alex Kim. You know, it's going to be down toward the bottom of the ballot. So, Andy, compared to last year, there were four in 2016. There will be about one-fourth the number of votes as 2016. It's going to be incredibly low turnout because of this weather. And so that's why it's so important for people to vote, is because we want the people that know who they're voting for, instead of just people that are picking random names, for somebody who actually knows something about the candidates to go and vote, because that's how we shape our country. You know, so many people in this world outside of America, they're hopeless. In North Korea, where I still have family that's stuck in North Korea, they're all required to vote, and they're all required to vote for one person, and there's no choice. The way their election is it's an affirmation vote. There's a person on the ballot, either you want him or you don't want him, and that's it. And that's how Kim Jong-un gets 100% vote every time, because he's the only name. Here we have a choice, and that's a good thing, But the bad thing is people who don't know what they're doing can mess things up. They can cause a negative result. So that's why it's so important to actually go out and vote for Alex Kim for the 323rd District Court.
And you have to be a Tarrant County voter to vote for Alex Kim. If you live in Dallas County, Collin County, and so forth, outside of Tarrant County, we encourage you to vote, to go cast your vote. But if you want to go vote in this race and vote for Alex Kim, then you have to be a voter in Tarrant County. We are wrapping up this segment of the talk show. Alex, any last words for our listeners?
Yeah, you know, Andy, I was going to say, if you've listened to this and you like what I have to say, and I seem like the kind of person that you want here in Tarrant County, and you don't live in Tarrant County, you should call a friend who lives here and tell them it's important to go out and vote. You know, you should grab a neighbor when you vote. The turnout's so low that it's important that we actually go out to the polls and show our strength.
I appreciate it so much, and good luck to you in this race. And I look forward to good news.
Oh, thank you, Andy.
On March 6th.
I look forward to working with you in Tarrant County.
Absolutely, sir. Have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Và kính thưa quý vị đồng hương, đó là ông luật sư Alex Kim, là một ứng cử viên cho chức vụ thẩm phán của tòa án hình sự ở tại Tarrant County. Đây là một cái tòa án đặc biệt chuyên môn xử các cái vụ án liên hệ tới các vị thành niên. Và ở trong cái tòa án này, hình như là có 3 hoặc là 4 người tăng cử cho chức vụ này. Nhưng cá nhân tôi đã quen biết và làm việc với ông Alex Kim ở một thời gian cũng khoảng hơn 5 năm. Tôi biết rõ cái khả năng và cái kinh nghiệm làm việc cũng như là cái sự bình tĩnh của ông Alex Kim. Và hơn nữa, ông ta là một trong những người rất là quan tâm đến cái tình trạng kinh tế cũng như là cái sức mạnh chung của cộng đồng Á Châu. Và ông ta đã từng làm việc với cá nhân chúng tôi để mà phục vụ cho các cái nhu cầu ở trong cộng đồng Á Châu của chúng ta. Bởi vậy tôi mong rằng quý vị sẽ đi bỏ phiếu, mà quý vị nào đang ở trong vùng Tarrant County, và nếu có thể, nếu mà quý vị đồng ý với lời đề nghị của tôi thì xin bỏ phiếu cho ông Alex Kim, một trong những ứng cử viên gốc Á. Có lẽ rằng trong cái cuộc tranh cử này ở trong Tarrant County, nếu tôi nhớ không lầm thì ông Alex Kim là người duy nhất là người Mỹ gốc Á. Tôi mong rằng quý vị sẽ bỏ phiếu. Tuy nhiên không phải chỉ bỏ phiếu cho ông Alex Kim vì ông ta là người gốc Á Châu. Và thật sự ông ta là, tôi tin rằng ông ta là một trong những người có cái khả năng làm được nhiều việc tốt trong cái trách nhiệm thẩm phán cũng như là trong cái công cuộc phục vụ cho cái sức mạnh chung của cộng đồng chúng ta. Bây giờ tôi xin phép tạm ngưng cái chương trình Công dân Việt Mỹ ở nơi đây để gửi đến cho quý vị một số thông tin thương mại. Và vào phần 2 lúc khoảng cỡ 11:30-35 gì đó, chúng tôi sẽ tiếp xúc với vị khách thứ hai, đó là ông Ron Wright, là ứng cử viên cho dân biểu Quốc hội Hoa Kỳ ở khu vực 6, ở tại Tarrant County, Ellis County, cũng như là Navarro County. Xin mời Minh Dung gửi đến cho quý vị một số những thông tin thương mại ạ.
Dạ vâng, cảm ơn anh Nguyễn Xuân Hùng rất nhiều và mong quý vị vẫn giữ làn sóng. Chỉ sau một vài quảng cáo thương mại, mời quý vị quay trở lại với phần 2 của chương trình.
Của Tarrant County, và ông ta đang đứng ra để tranh cử cho chức vụ dân biểu Quốc hội Hoa Kỳ ở khu vực 6. Tôi xin phép được phỏng vấn ông ta bằng tiếng Anh, và sau đó chúng tôi sẽ tiếp tục trình bày với quý vị về những cái lý do quan trọng mà tôi nghĩ rằng người Mỹ gốc Việt của chúng ta tại vùng Dallas Fort Worth nói chung cũng như là tại vùng Tarrant County nên đi bỏ phiếu trong cái cuộc tranh cử kỳ này. Ron, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great, Commissioner. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for joining me. I just briefly introduced you to our listeners. I told them that you are basically a tax collector, and we all love tax collectors, don't we?
Well, Jesus loved tax collectors, so I think the rest of us need to as well.
Yes. I think we do have a love-hate relationship with all tax collectors. We know that you are not responsible for the taxes that we all have to pay, but you do have to do the dirty work to collect it. And I say this without any reservation. You have done a great job in balancing between the duties of collecting tax and providing great service to all our constituents.
Well, thank you very much, Commissioner. That's been my goal, is to provide the best customer service I can.
But you are leaving the office of tax assessor and collector, and you are seeking office as our next congressman representing District 6. Can you share with our listener why you make that decision?
Yes. This would be a continuation of the many years of community service that I've already done in the Tarrant County area, primarily in Arlington. But I want to protect life and liberty. That's my first goal, to protect freedom and the American people. And when I say freedom, I mean freedom in all its forms, personal freedom, economic freedom, and religious freedom.
Certainly, and freedom is something that is highly important to many Vietnamese Americans, because our parents, our grandparents came here seeking for freedom, exactly what you just mentioned. We seek freedom because we did not have freedom in Vietnam. So many of all parents and grandparents, and even people like myself, who basically braved the open sea and in search for freedom here in America. So it's very nice to hear of someone who is seeking office who are as passionate about freedom as we are. Can you talk a little bit? Go ahead.
I greatly admire people like you and your parents who risked your lives to get freedom, to have human rights. Human rights, they're vital to any democracy, and human rights is the cornerstone of our Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. The first core principle of the American Declaration of Independence says, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're granted by their Creator certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's at the very core of the United States of America and what it means to the rest of the world.
Absolutely. And you are running for office to be our next congressman, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I understand that liberty is something that is highly important on your priority list. To the Asian American and Vietnamese American more particularly, family values or traditional family values are important. When we say family, we're not just referring only to the immediate family, but we're talking about the extended family, uncle, aunts, parents, grandparents, and so forth. And then small business. Small business is very important, you know, keeping taxes low, regulations low, and so forth. So can you share with us your perspective on family values as well as business?
I absolutely can. And it would start with, you know, the freedom in all its forms means personal freedom, economic freedom, and religious freedom. And economic freedom is what allows us to start a business and compete not only locally, but, you know, around the country and even around the world. And we can't compete economically without economic freedom. And religious freedom works the same way. You know, in your native country, Vietnam, they have loosened a lot of their restrictions over time. But still, you know, I'm Catholic, you're Catholic. The Pope cannot appoint a bishop, any bishop he wants in Vietnam. it has to be with the government approval. And you know, we have freedom of speech here that they don't have. You and I can criticize President Trump all day long and nothing happens to us. But people in Vietnam still do not today have freedom of speech. If they criticize their government over there, they get in trouble. And the family's the very heart of society. It's the very basic ingredient for society, and we have to keep the families intact. And I'm a very pro-life. You know, I'm very anti-abortion. I believe life begins at conception and ends with natural death, and that life should be protected.
So in the idea of life and liberty and that lead to economic freedom, because that has to do with the ability to pursue happiness, right?
Right, exactly. And let me just add that to succeed in any free country requires an educated populace. And so as we go forward, we have to ensure educational opportunities for everybody, because that's the key to economic success, which you yourself you've experienced this. The better educated people generally make more money and are more successful in society.
And that's true. And that's, I believe, that's the reason why many Vietnamese refugees came here not too long ago, as early as 1975 or so. And we experience success because of education, because our parents went to work and did whatever they had to do to make money to put us through school. And because
right,
of that, many younger Vietnamese American, I'm saying young, I'm talking about in their early 50s and younger, are highly successful professionals and business people. And what you're saying here is, as when elected as congressman, you're going to work to continue those education opportunities, as well as to make regulation as low as possible,
right,
to ensure more business opportunities for the common folks, right?
Absolutely. We want to expand opportunity. And in a business environment, expanding business opportunities means restricting how much government can regulate what you do. And so we want to minimize government regulation so that the people can flourish and businesses can flourish. And I think part of this is having limited government, lower taxes. And finally, we have to get our own financial house in order in Washington and stop borrowing so much money, stop spending as much as we do. And, you know, live within our means like families have to do.
And what's the national debt right now, Ron?
It's approaching $21 trillion.
$21 trillion. And how many zeros are there?
it's a lot. And, you know, one of the problems with these numbers is they're so large, they tend to just blow right past people, because it's hard to imagine a number that big. You know, in our everyday lives, we don't conceive of those kind of numbers, but they're very real. And this is a debt that we're leaving our grandchildren and our great grandchildren. And if we want them to enjoy the same kind of economic opportunity that we have, we've got to stop the madness and get spending under control in Washington.
You know, you and I and most listeners of this talk show, we can't keep living and keep borrowing, right, and keep getting further and further and further in debt. Then how come the federal government keeps doing that?
Well, because there's no restriction on the federal government. In other words, there's nothing in the Constitution that prevents them from doing it, which is why I want to reintroduce a constitutional amendment that requires a balanced budget every year. I think until we do that, it's going to be very difficult for Congress to be disciplined enough to get its own house in order. We've got to have a constitutional amendment that requires Congress to live within its means.
What a novel concept, a balanced budget. Now, is that part of the legal requirement in the state of Texas?
It is. In fact, the state of Texas and all of the taxing units in the state, the cities, the counties, the school districts, are all required to have a balanced budget. And so if the states can do it, certainly the federal government can do it.
A balanced budget meaning the sum of your revenue plus and the expenditure equals zero, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
You don't go into debt to pay for that year's expenditures.
Okay.
And we do it every year in Tarrant County, as you know.
Okay. So would it be safe to say that the federal government is broke?
Yes, that would be very fair to say. When you're $21 trillion in debt, I think that's a pretty good indication that you're broke.
Okay. So we have to take all the assets that the federal government have, add them all together. If they are less than $21 trillion, then yes, the federal government is in debt, is broke.
Right.
Right.
And I think, right. And you can't really do that. You can't really balance the budget without entitlement reforms. And, you know, I believe that everyone in the system today, whether it's an elderly person or a veteran, you know, we have to keep our promises to them. But people coming into the system, younger people, we're going to have to make some changes because we're spending way too much on entitlements.
I see. Now, I understand that you were a council member of Arlington as well, right?
That is correct, for 8 years.
For 8 years, and you were also a mayor pro tem at once.
That's correct.
Okay, so how would the experience on the city Arlington Council, how would that help you as congressman?
Well, it was a much smaller body, of course, but the fundamentals of how laws get passed are the same for a city council as they are for Congress. And you have to learn to work with people, get them to agree with you on certain things, and then make sure they vote the right way in order to get a law passed. And that works the same for a city council as it does for the state legislature, the commissioner's court, and the Congress. So the fundamentals are the same, and I have that experience that would be needed in Washington.
Now, I know that you are a conservative, but how is your ability to reach and work across the aisle, working with people of different ideologies and so forth?
Well, I have a history of working well with people. And it starts with finding common ground and not making every opponent an enemy, because your biggest opponent on one issue may be your biggest ally on another issue. So you try and find common ground with people and then discuss ways you can work together to solve problems. You don't have to sacrifice principles or sacrifice your values to do that. You just start with the fundamentals of finding some common ground, and I've been very successful at doing that.
So early election is going on right now, and then it will last until March the 2nd, and
that's
then
correct.
The election day will be March the 6th, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And how many people are in your race right now, Ron?
There are 11 candidates for the 6th Congressional District.
11 candidates. Oh, my gosh. That's a lot.
Right. So I only have 10 opponents.
Okay.
but, you know, I think what I would love to be able to win this outright without a runoff, but when there's that many in a race, normally it results in a runoff election, which would be the top two vote getters, and that would occur on May 22nd.
Now, who can vote for you? In which geographical area can they vote for you?
Yeah, the 6th congressional district is Southeast Tarrant County, which is almost all of Arlington, Mansfield, Kennedale, and a little line goes over and picks up Crowley and the Tarrant County portion of Burleson, and then all of Ellis and Navarro counties. Those are rural counties. About 62% of the vote will be Tarrant County.
Okay. So it's very important that that people who live in Tarrant County, in your district, casting their vote for you. So
absolutely.
Right. So can you, we have a few minutes left, can you talk a little bit about what you can do as congressman to help further human rights respect in Vietnam? You know, the Vietnamese American community consider human rights in Vietnam as a top priority for them, right? Can you share about
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. Now, this has to be done with the cooperation of the president because the president is in charge of foreign policy. However, Congress gets to approve, or at least the Senate gets to approve, trade agreements. And I think when we're dealing with governments like Vietnam that continue to suppress and oppress their people and their rights, that we can make it a condition of our trade agreements that they loosen up on those kind of restrictions.
That's good. Well, we have about a minute left, Ron. Can you share some final comments with our listeners, please?
Yes, I would hope that everyone in the Vietnamese community, especially, you've added so much to our society and our economy, and we're very happy that you came here and that you enjoy the freedom and opportunity that all Americans have. I hope you'll vote for me. I am the conservative. I'm the only one who has experience in Washington with the Congress. And so I've asked that everybody please vote for Ron Wright.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for joining our show.
Bye now.
Goodbye for now. Kính thưa quý vị đồng hương, đó là ông Ron Wright. Hiện tại bây giờ ông ta là Tax Assessor và Collector của Tarrant County. Và hiện tại ông đang tranh cử cho chức vụ dân biểu Quốc hội Hoa Kỳ của khu vực 6. Như hồi nãy ông trình bày đó, kính thưa quý vị, ông ta có tới 9 người đối thủ khác nữa. Thì bởi vậy, nếu mà chúng ta đi bỏ phiếu, những người nào đang cư ngụ ở trong khu vực Tarrant County của District 6 hoặc là trong Navarro County, hoặc là trong Ellis County đều có thể đi bỏ phiếu cho ông Ron Wright. Tôi và anh Tom Hà đó và cộng đồng Việt Nam của chúng ta đã làm việc rất gần gũi với ông Ron Wright trong cái thời kỳ mà ông ta làm chức vụ phó thị trưởng của thành phố Arlington. Chúng ta quen biết ông ta từ lúc đấy cơ, cách đây cũng khoảng mười mấy năm rồi. Và ông Ron lúc nào cũng đi tham dự những cái chương trình, và một trong những cái điều mà ông Ron đã giúp đỡ chúng ta đó là ông ta đã đứng ra để vận động công nhận cái lá cờ vàng ba sọc đỏ là cái biểu tượng chính thức của cộng đồng người Việt quốc gia ở tại thành phố Arlington. Đó là cái công đầu của ông Ron Wright. Ông ta là người đã đứng ra để mà vận động thị trưởng cũng như là các thành viên khác ở trong hội đồng thành phố Arlington để mà thông qua cái nghị quyết đó. Thì bây giờ thời giờ đã hết, chúng tôi mong rằng quý vị sẽ đi bầu. Tôi biết trời mưa trời lạnh, nhưng mà cái lá phiếu này nó rất là quan trọng, nhất là cho những người bạn của cộng đồng chúng ta. Tôi mong rằng quý vị sẽ đi bỏ phiếu. Thời gian đi bầu sẽ kéo dài từ bây giờ cho đến ngày mùng 2 tháng 3, kể cả cuối tuần này, kính thưa quý vị. Và sau đó ngày bầu cử chính thức sẽ là vào ngày mùng 6 tháng 3. Một lần nữa, Kính chúc toàn thể quý vị nhiều sức khỏe và nhiều sự bình an trong tâm hồn. Và nhớ chúng ta dành một ít thời giờ để đi bỏ phiếu trong cái cuộc bầu cử quan trọng này. Mến chúc quý vị một cuối tuần thật vui và bình an.